genuine Michigan common sense on display every day.
All right, it is Thursday here on the program. As you know now, Jill Stein, you know, petition for her ballot recount here in Michigan, $973,000 is what she will pay. Like I told you 3 or 4 days ago, it's going to cost us more than $5 million. That number now seems to be backed up by Secretary of State Ruth Johnson. I mean, well, and there's nothing contested here. It's outrageous. Ronna Romney McDaniel, the Michigan Republican chair, with me now. Ronna, welcome back.
Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
So let me just start with the obvious here. Who could actually call for a recount here in Michigan? Who can say, hey, I want a recount of the election?
Well, the statute says that an aggrieved party can ask for a recount, and they have to pay a fee of, right now it's $25 a precinct, but depending upon the margin with which they've lost by, so Jill Stein has 1%, it actually was raised to $125.
Right, but how can anybody call her aggrieved? She got 51,000 total votes, and here's my question. She asked for the recount. Hillary Clinton didn't ask for the recount, correct?
Correct.
So can't we just go count Jill Stein's votes and say we've done a recount for you and not worry about, it would be cheaper, quicker, easier. Why do we have to go recount every vote when we know she only got 51,000 votes? That's not going to change.
Well, that's a great question. Of course, to count every one of Jill Stein's votes, you still have to go through every single ballot. And let's be clear, Steve, the votes have already been counted.
Well, my point is have to go through all the ballots, sure, but you don't have to count all the Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump ballots and the 12 other parties that ran. Put those in one pile and put Jill Stein's in another and just count the Jill Stein ballots. How about that for a theory?
Well, the Trump attorneys are looking at this and determining if they're going to make an objection, and they have a 7-day time frame to make that objection, and we'll see what happens. Obviously, state parties working in conjunction with the Trump team right now.
So you would expect then, Ron, it's fair to say, I mean, and I fully expect that the Republicans will be in court on this one. They were just in court a couple of times in Wisconsin, and they seem to be winning along the way. Pennsylvania doesn't even go to court until this coming Monday, so we don't know what's going to happen in Pennsylvania yet. But I guess my question is this. It will cost us millions of dollars in Michigan. It's just squandering money is all it is. So my question is, when can this be turned down? When can they say, no, we're not going to do a recount?
Well, that will be a process determined by objections and see where that goes from there if objections are filed. And again, that's up to the Trump campaign. But I will say we've been vocally pushing against this recount. We think Jill Stein should remove it. She should walk away from the recount.
We hope
that Democrats would join us in calling for that. We even have Democrat clerks now talking about the expense of this, how ridiculous this is. This is something that will not change the overall vote. Jill Stein has said there is no evidence of tampering or hacking in our system. So why are we putting a bill of $4 million to the Michigan taxpayers for a whim?
No, and that's what it is. It's a straw man purchase, because Jill Stein's out there asking for it, paying for it. But let's not kid ourselves. Hillary Clinton put in a letter of support or something of that nature. Yes, not legally binding in any way, but a letter of support for the recount here in Michigan. You have to ask yourself why. My opinion, honestly, Ronna, is that this is why Donald Trump won. People are sick and tired of this kind of behavior.
Well, and the Democrat elected official's silence is deafening. The fact that they are not calling out this recount, the fact that they know that it's going to cost Michigan taxpayers at least $4 million, that means it comes out of county budgets, and counties provide for fixing the roads, police, fire. That means it's going to put a strain on county budgets, and to have Democrat officials in our state not be calling out this recount and talking about how wrong this is for Michigan taxpayers really is disconcerting to me. Their silence is deafening, and really right now their silence is complicit. And Michigan voters should be taking notice of the lack of leadership from the Democratic Party.
Well, Mark Brewer, I mean, let's be honest, Mark Brewer, the former chair, your counterpart, if you will, the former chair of the Democratic Party, he's the leading cheerleader for this deal. right now. And I mean, there he is. There's Mark Brewer out there saying, a good idea for who, Mark?
Absolutely. And Mark's whole premise is, well, every vote should be counted. Well, what Michigan voters need to know is every vote has already been counted. County boards of canvassers met. They certified the results. Then the state board of canvassers met on Monday and certified the results. Mark Brewer and Jill Stein have not alleged any hacking or fraud in our system. So the votes have already been counted. This is a pointless act that will cost Michigan taxpayers billions of dollars. And Jill Stein yesterday said, well, that's just the price of freedom. Well, you know what, Jill Stein? When you get 1% of the vote, maybe Michigan voters and Michigan taxpayers shouldn't have to pay for that.
Well, that's my point. You know, and the fact of the matter is, and here's something I'll tell you, Rana. We're on with Ronna Romney McDaniel, the chair of the Michigan Republican Party. We better damn well see some legislation and soon so that we never face this kind of deal again. Wisconsin's got it right. Wisconsin, they have to pay for the whole deal, which they should hear as well. So if we ever face this, we better see some legislation with somebody's name attached to it and soon.
Well, and I don't think our legislature, in all fairness, ever anticipated a candidate getting 1% of the vote would call for a recount. And now we know we have run into the most ridiculous of candidates who believes that Michigan taxpayers should foot the bill for her recount, even though she received only 1% of the overall vote. So now we have to add ridiculousness into our legislation. And unfortunately, we weren't able to anticipate a candidate as selfish.
Well, that's true. That part's fair, but you get what I'm saying. Okay, we've learned our lesson. We got burned, and we're going to get burned for a few million dollars. Let's not have this let this happen again. The Republicans are in charge. Let's have common sense prevail so we can put this behind us. But it says here, you know, the fraud, the canvas returns, according to Michigan law, they may petition for a recount of votes cast for that office if they think there was a mistake or, you know, something done wrong or aggrieved. There's no allegation that anything was done wrong. So how can it petition? So, again, tomorrow the State Board of Canvassers meets, if I'm not mistaken. Of course, there are two Democrats and two Republicans. I'm pretty sure they'll agree on nothing. and then what happens? Does it go to court with them as well?
Well, if there's an objection filed, they will hear it tomorrow. They've preset dates to hear objections if they're filed, so they have a date for tomorrow and Saturday. They'll hear it. I would anticipate they would deadlock, although I would say to the Board of Canvassers, they should really look at this in a nonpartisan lens and look at it as representing the taxpayers and the voters of Michigan. Jill Stein certainly has not proven that anything happened bad in our system. And, her very petition is undermining the integrity of our system because it's making voters say, well, what? Was something wrong with our system?
Well, I've seen plenty of Democrats angry. I've seen plenty of angry Democrats on social media and so forth saying, this is ridiculous. You're wasting people's time and money. So that would mean there are people out there saying it. Ron, I only have about 20 seconds left, and I wanted to get to this, but any chance that your address might change in the near future to, say, Washington, D.C.? You got 20 seconds. That's fair. I got to ask.
I'm running for Michigan Republican Party chair. I'll tell you, I've talked to Ryan Priebus several times the past few days. That RNC's never come up. We're only focused on the recount and me running for Michigan Republican Party chair.
All right. Fair enough. Ronna Romney McDaniel, it's always a pleasure. I'm sure we'll talk about this one again very soon.
Thank you, Steve.
Have a great day. We're back in a minute on the Steve Gruber Show.